先来看一段经文，来学习一段道理之后，来一起祷告。
So before we kneel down together and pray, we will learn from a passage and then pray together.
我们要一起来思想如何让心里得安息。
And we will learn about how we can receive rest for our souls.
刚才我们的诗歌516首他说我们把重担都被放在家在主耶稣基督钉十字架的地方了。
So the hymn we just sang, it says that we leave our burdens where Jesus was crucified.
所以今天在安息日的时候，我们来到主的面前，我们期待的是能够享受安息。
So today on the Sabbath day, we hope that we can receive Sabbath rest.
那这不但是我们肉体上真的可以放下世上的工作休息，也包括我们的心灵可以在主里面真的得到平安。
And not just in our flesh where we do not have to work, but also for our souls that we can rest in Jesus.
今天因着有主耶稣基督他这个恩典，我们可以聚在一起来彼此团契也从他得到力量。
So today, through the Lord's grace, we can gather together here and be renewed in our strength.
所以我们来看一下马太福音第十一章这也是这一首诗歌他所引用的经文十一章的第28节、29节。
So let's all turn to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, and the hymn we just sing is also based off this verse.
马太福音十一章的28节、20到30节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Verse 28, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
我们从这段经文，从马太福音第十一章呢，我们要来学习怎么样让我们真的心里得享安息。
So from this passage in Matthew, we will learn how we can receive rest in our hearts.
主耶稣他特别邀请劳苦担重担的到我这里来。
So Jesus invited that those who labor and are heavy laden should come to him.
他说我就使你们休息。
And he said, I will give you rest.
所以这里的安息基本上就是动作，这是一个动词，他就让我们可以真的在这里休息了。
So this rest is a verb, so he will allow us to receive rest while we are here.
所以今天在主面前的人是有福气的。
So those who come before the Lord are blessed.
因为主耶稣他要让我们真的可以放下，可以休息。
Because he wants us to really be able to put down our burdens and to truly rest.
那到第二十九节，他要告诉我们一个心态，他说要像耶稣一样学他的样式。
So in verse 29, he tells us an attitude we should have, which is to learn from Jesus and to be like him.
也就是说，他留给我们一个榜样。
Which is to say that he leaves us an example.
他本身就是我们如何得到安息的一个模型。
He himself is an example for how we can receive rest.
那他特别提到说他是心里柔和谦卑的。
So he talks about how he is gentle and lowly in heart.
那他说我们要来负他的轭。
And he tells us to take up his yoke.
也就是说他现在有一些事情要放在我们的肩头上。
So he is going to put a yoke upon us.
但是这样子他说我们心里会得安息。
But he also says that in this way we will receive rest.
这个第二十九节这个安息就是一个名词了。
So here rest is a noun.
那就是他就是他会在我们的心里面放下一个平安。
So,
你可以休息，你可以满足。
In our hearts, he will put peace and satisfaction.
所以这里的休息并不是说你什么事情都不用做。
So this rest does not mean that we don't have to do any work.
我们有一个目标要追求。
We have a goal to pursue.
那我们有一个榜样可以效法。
And we have an example that we can follow.
那他有一些要求放在我们的肩头上。
And he has some requirements that we have to bear.
可是我们却可以真的内心得到一个 休息
but
平安
we can receive true rest and peace in our hearts.
为什么是这样
Why is it like
第三十节他特别说因为我的轭是轻省的我的担子是我的轭是容易的我的担子是轻省的
In verse 30 he says for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
也就是说我们会觉得说这个其实不难会很容易可以做到
So this is not a difficult thing. It's very easy to do.
我们的生活事实上是很有目标的。
So our lives are purposeful.
我们本身就是知道有个方向。
And we know there is a direction for us.
但同时我们就不会觉得说压力很沉重。
But at the same time, we do not feel that there's much pressure.
我们在这条这个跟随耶稣的路上，我们会觉得说，哎，我们很自由啊，很喜乐。
As we walk with Jesus, we will naturally feel joyful.
啊，所以。我们今天安息日，弟兄姐妹来到主的面前，我们是否心里面得到这样的一个休息、一个满足呢
？So on the Sabbath day, as we gather here together, do we feel true rest and peace in our?
还是我们会觉得说好像是不得已的，不来不行
？Or do we feel bad if we do not come?
啊，如果不来，怕又害怕，等一下不知道神会不会处罚我
？And we feel that if we do not come, will God punish us?
啊。或者是想说，如果 我有什么选择，我可能 我真的可以自己做选择，我选择去做别的事情。
So if we had a choice, then we would choose to do something else.
或者是我们真的一想到安息日，我们就很向往，那很积极的说，我要来到神的面前来享受他所赐的这个福气。
Or do we look forward to the Sabbath day and truly want to come before the Lord and enjoy His rest?
其实这个是我们每一周安息日到神面前来，我们一定要了解的，也要去常常想它里面的道理。
So this is something that we have to reflect on every Sabbath day that we come.
我相信在我们读马太福音的时候十一章的这一段一定是最常读的经文之一。
And I believe that as we read the book of Matthew, this is something that we read.
是很常在读了。我们马太福音这么长的书卷，其实有些经文我们很熟，其中一定是包括这一段的。
So we often read the book of Matthew, and there are many teachings that we receive often.
好，那所以现在我们来学三件事情。
So we will learn three things.
他这里说，劳苦担重担的人到我这里来，可以得到休息。
He said, "All you who labor and are heavy laden, come to me, and I will give you rest."
今天有时候我们压力哈，心理压力是从我们的内心来的。
So today a lot of our burdens can come from our hearts.
不见得我们在工作的时候真的肉体上有多大的重担。
And it's not necessary that at work we have a lot of pressure.
当然，我们现在每个人在生活在这个很竞争的社会里面。我们为了要拥有一份工作能够在公司上继续被人家雇佣，我们一定有压力，有别人对我们的期待。
And in this competitive society, there are expectations people have of us that we have to fulfill.
那每一个工作都有这个工作的要求，所以我们要尽力的去做好我们分内的工作。所以我们要是一个努力工作的人，才可以保有一份职业。
And every job has a lot of requirements, and we have to be able to fulfill these requirements and able to be a hard worker.
那但同时，我们今天在这个社会里面受到了教育，各种资源相对的非常的丰富。只要我们愿意学，我们愿意付出，基本上我们在执行我们所被赋予的这个工作本身，并不会很困难。
And there's a lot of knowledge that we have to acquire and use it in our workplace.
除非我们是懒惰的，我们不想学。
Unless we are a lazy person, we do not want to learn.
我们若是愿意学习，今天在这个社会上有很多管道可以让我们充实我们自己的技能，来帮助我们能够把工作做好。
If we are willing to learn, then there are a lot of resources for us, and we can use them to do our jobs well.
但是有时候是因为我们内心那个无形的压力。
But sometimes there's a lot of pressure in our own hearts.
有些人他们会忧虑，其实是因为可能有些人可能是因为小财大用就是说背负一个很巨大的责任，他可能觉得他承担不起，他觉得担子很重。
And some people worry a lot because they feel like they have a very great responsibility and they feel inadequate.
或者是说家里面孩子众多，那收入不是很多，就觉得说好像生活很拮据，压力很大。
or they have a lot of kids and their salary is not very high, so they have a lot of expenses and they feel pressured.
但是通常我们现在这个社会人比较不会这样子了。
But usually in our society, people aren't like this.
因为我们都很会算，我们都知道说，哎，我们能力到哪里，我们能够做到什么程度。
Because we're good at calculating, so we can budget and know how much we can afford.
现在大部分的压力其实都不是从肉体上来。
So usually our pressure is not from
fleshly things,
but it starts from our minds.
那在这当中最主要其实是从我们不明白神的旨意，我们会猜测，我们疑惑神在我们身上的工作。
And one of the biggest things is that we doubt God's work in our lives.
今天我们在要主耶稣面前的人，其实我们的罪都被赦免的。
So actually, everyone who comes before the Lord, our sins have been forgiven.
我们要了解。罪过错很可能是一个担子，会让有时候会让我们抬不起头来。
So sin can be a burden and cause us to not be able to lift up our
hands. 诗篇第三十八篇大卫他这样说。
In Psalm 38, David said.
诗篇三十八篇。
Psalm 38.
第四节。
Verse 4.
诗篇三十八篇第四节说：“我的罪孽高过我的头，如同重担，叫我担当不起。”
Verse 4, for my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me.
那第九节，他主啊，我的心愿都在你的面前，我的叹息不向你隐瞒。
Verse 9, Lord, all my desires before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you.
这里特别提到这个罪有时候像这个重担，压得我们喘不过气来。
So here it says that sin can be a heavy burden that is too heavy for us.
在我们不认识耶稣以前，我们今天我们可能活在这个罪的这个阴影跟重担底下，是的，这是事实。
And before we know Jesus, it is a fact that we are bearing sins that are too heavy for us.
因为我们知道的善做不出去，做不出来，但是我们不想做的恶，偏偏去做。
Because the righteousness we know we ought to do, we cannot do, but we always do the things that we know are bad.
所以这个内心不住的受到责备，良心的责备。
So our conscience is constantly rebuking us.
但是今天我们在耶稣基督里面这个罪的担子已经被扛走了，主耶稣他用宝血把我们洗净了。
But as we live in Jesus today, this heaviest burden has already been removed, and we live under His grace.
所以今天我们在主里面，我们不应该是因着罪而有重担。
Those who live in Christ, we shouldn't have sin as a burden.
比较多的时候，其实上是因为我们不知道神到底在我们身上是存什么旨意，为什么好像我们祷告他没有听我们祷告。
More often it is that we do not know God's will in our life, and we think that when we pray, God does not hear us.
我们有时候会想说，难道神不知道我有这个需要吗？他为什么不回应我？
And we think, does God not know that I have this need? Why does He not answer me?
我明明就是要这份工作，但是他就是没有让我得到这份工作。
I really need this job, but He did not let me receive this job.
我就是有这个困难要需要解决，我说没办法去处理的。主耶稣为什么都不吭声？
I have this difficulty I need to solve it, but how come Jesus does not help me solve it?
我们今天如果要得到真的得享心里的安息，一定要超越这一项。
But if we want to receive rest in our hearts, we need to transcend this thinking.
我们要来看四十一章的例子。
And we will look at John the Baptist.
我们看第十一章的第一节开始。
Let's look at
第二节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 1.
十一章第二节开始是约翰在监牢里面听到基督所做的事情。打发两个门徒去找主耶稣。
Verse 1, now it came to pass when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples.
第二节。
Verse 2, and when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples.
第三节问他说，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？
Verse 3, and he said to him, are you the coming one, or do we look for another?
像这里我们都知道施洗约翰他是为主耶稣预备道路的。
So we know that John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus.
他也为主耶稣施洗也亲眼见证圣灵降在耶稣的身上，他就是神的爱子，是我们的救主。
And he baptized Lord Jesus, and he personally witnessed how the Holy Spirit descended like a dove, and God said that this is my beloved Son.
他为了要这个坚持神的道理他出于这个公义的心，他责备了当时掌权的希律王。
And to uphold the truth of God, he even rebuked King Herod at the time.
因为希律王在婚姻的事情上得罪了神，犯罪。
Because King Herod in marriage had sinned against God.
那他非常勇敢的去指责他的错误。
So he very boldly pointed at him and said,
代价就是被西律关起来。
And then the consequence was that he was locked up in jail.
因为他坚持要讲对的话。
Because he wanted to say what was right.
那结果他就被关在监牢里。
So then he was kept in prison.
看起来他已经被关一段时间。
So, we think that at this time he was probably in prison for a while.
他在监牢里面听到主耶稣在传福音的时候所发生的事情。
And he heard of some of the things that happened when Jesus was preaching the gospel.
但是看起来他事实上有一个期待，主耶稣是不是会来救他？
He had this hope that that Jesus might come save him.
因为他知道主耶稣是从天上来的。
Because he knew that Jesus has come from heaven.
如果主耶稣要救他，那根本不是问题。
And if Jesus wanted to save him, it wouldn't be a problem.
你看神都可以救他的使徒，神都可以救他的使徒去出监牢吗？
Because God could even have his disciples come out of prison.
可是等啊等啊，都是总是等不到消息啊。
But he kept waiting and waiting, and there was no.
看起来主耶稣都没有任何动作。
And it seemed that Jesus did not do anything.
你看这个时候，约翰在监牢里面，他会怎么想
？So while John was in prison, what did he think?
难道主耶稣不知道我被关吗？我多么想出去啊
！Does Jesus not know that I've been locked in prison? I want to go out.
可是，一天两天过去，一个月两个月过去，他总是失望。
But day after day and month after month, then he probably lost hope.
好了，他现在派人去问主耶稣了。
So he sent someone to ask Jesus.
我们是不是需要？我们是不是需要要等候别人
？Should we wait for another person?
说明他现在对耶稣出现一个疑惑。
So he had this sort of doubt towards Jesus.
如果他是救主，他知道我现在被关受苦，他应该会来帮助我才对啊。
If he's the Savior and he knows that I'm suffering, then shouldn't it be right that he'll come help me?
好了，现在主耶稣回答。
So Jesus answered.
第四节，你们去把所听见、所看见的告诉约翰。
Verse 4, go and tell John the things which you hear and see.
第五节，瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。
Verse 5, the blind see and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them.
第六节，凡不因我跌倒了就有福了。
Verse 6, and blessed is he who is not offended because of me.
主耶稣都没有正面回答说是我不是我。
Jesus did not directly answer, yes, it's me.
他只是要他的这两个使者回去报告他们所听见的，在这个社会上因着耶稣出现所有的这些神的作为。
He just told the messengers to go tell John the things that they heard and saw.
然后特别加了一句话，
and he also
不因为我跌倒了就有福气了。
Blessed is he who is not offended because of me.
也就是说，对耶稣不疑惑人，那是多么有福气呢？
So those who do not doubt Jesus, how blessed are they?
当约翰他听到了这个两个使者回来报告的时候，不知道他当时是怎么想。
And we do not know what John thought when he heard the messengers.
但是看起来圣经就没有继续记载约翰的事情了。
But after this, the Bible does not record anything about John.
一直到第十四章，我们看到施洗约翰在监牢里面被砍头。
Until chapter 14, where John the Baptist was beheaded.
所以他被关监牢之后，他就没有被放出来，而且是头被砍的死的。
So after he was kept in prison, he was not released, and he was also beheaded.
那这个时候，我们看当这种情况发生在我们的周遭、我们自己的身上的时候，我们会不会怀疑耶稣基督？
If something similar like this happened to us, would we also doubt Lord Jesus?
看起来约翰他就明白了。
It seems that John understood.
他没有继续再派人去追问什么事。
He did not send any more messengers to ask about anything.
所以他似乎明白，来到主耶稣面前得安息，不是说，我现在有真的肉体上有什么需要，他真的帮我解决。
So he understood that receiving rest does not mean that whatever problems I have, Jesus will solve them.
而是真的能看到神的旨意，能够明白神在每个人身上的作为。
But understanding the will of God and seeing God's work upon every person.
要安息，基本上我们是要认识耶稣的。
So to receive rest, we have to know Jesus.
那常常我们对主耶稣都会期待说他是有爱心、有怜悯的。那我受苦，他应该帮助我才对。
So a lot of times we think that Jesus is very loving and merciful. It's right that he should help me.
因为我们把它定义那个有福气或者是恩典，就是有困难 就被解决，有病就被医治。
Because we define being blessed as having our problem solved and having our sicknesses healed.
但是在神看来，福气有时候就是在病痛当中，有时候是在困难里面，这也是神的福气。
But from God's perspective, even being in suffering or having illness, we can still be blessed.
有的人他就是一辈子活在这个身体的病痛当中。
And some people spend their entire lifetimes with an illness.
我们有一位姐妹得麻风病。
We have a sister and she.
二十多岁的时候就麻风病了。
When she was 20, she had leprosy.
差不多三十岁左右了。
She was around
30. 一直到她九十几岁。
Until she was 90 something.
都是在麻风病院过的。
She lived her life with leprosy.
每一次有人去看她的时候。
And every time someone went to visit her.
不但本来是要去看她去安慰她。反而每一个人都被他安慰的。
Everyone would go to comfort her, but instead they would be comforted.
他一辈子这个麻风病都没有离开他。
Her entire life, this leprosy did not leave her.
但是在耶稣里面，他内心非常的平安。
But in Lord Jesus, she had a lot of peace.
这个罗姐妹，她所说的话基本上都是感谢神的。
And this sister, a lot of what she said was just giving praise to God.
因为她明白神的意思。
Because she understood the will of God.
她也接受神在她身上所做的安排。
And she also received this preparation that God had.
虽然她被隔离，她不能够到教会参加聚会。
Even though she was separated and could not attend church.
可是她内心从来没有怀疑过耶稣。
But at no moment did she ever doubt Lord Jesus.
她对她将来所要拥有的救恩、天国的永生完全没有任何疑问。
She had no doubts at all about her salvation in heaven.
所以她内心总是非常的平静。
So her heart was very calm.
她也鼓励这些能够参加聚会的人，你要常常亲近神，到教会去。
And she also encouraged other members that they should often go to church and draw close to God.
虽然她一生病痛
，and even though she was suffering,
但是她在主耶稣面前真的得到安息。
But in Lord Jesus, she truly received peace.
她的内心很满足。
And her heart was very satisfied.
因此今天我们要心里得安息啊，我们一定要超越。这个世界上的这个标准，我们自己认为所谓的有福的标准。
So to receive peace, we must transcend our own standard of what it means to be blessed.
如果我们不能够超越今天社会上所给我们这个框框，就是这样，什么样才叫成功？什么叫做富足？我们很有可能会得不到平安的。
If we cannot transcend what society defines as success and accomplishment, then it will be very difficult for us to receive peace.
虽然约翰一直被关监牢
，So even though John was kept in prison,
可是，在主耶稣面前，你看约翰是何等的宝贵，他的生命何等有价值。
We see how valuable the life of John the Baptist was in front of God.
当他们走了以后，主耶稣是这样子论约翰的。
And after they left, this is how.
第七节，主耶稣对众人讲论约翰，是指约翰。
After they left, Jesus said to the multitudes concerning John.
你们到旷野去是要看什么
？What did you go out into the wilderness to see?
是要看芦苇吗？不是吧
？A reed shaken by the wind.
你们去那边看那些穿华丽衣服的人吗
？Did you go out to see men clothed in soft garments?
到旷野去要看什么
？What did you go out to?
第九节是看先知吗？是的，你们他比先知大多了。
Verse 9, a prophet. Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet.
你看，使徒约翰作为一个在旷野的声音。他为耶稣基督预备道路，预备百姓。
So John the Baptist was a voice in the wilderness, and he prepared the way for Jesus.
他说，第十一节，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过约翰的。
Verse 11, he said, "I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist."
然而在天国里最小的比他还大。
But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is.
约翰到底是谁
？So who is John the Baptist?
第十四节说。
Verse 14,
这个人就是那应当要来的以利亚。
He is the Elijah who is to come.
他就是神的先知。
He is the prophet of God.
你看他讲的信息何等有力。
And his message is very powerful.
就是他是那个最有福气的，是在神的旨意底下出生的人物。
So.
他是按照神的旨意出生的。
Oh, he was born according to the will of God.
他为耶稣预备道路。
And he prepared the way for Jesus.
他看到耶稣，他也听到主耶稣的道理。
He saw Jesus and he also heard Jesus.
多少人在他之前预言的耶稣，多么期待能够看到救主的出现，但是都没有机会。
How many people before him also prophesied of Lord Jesus wanted to see him but could not.
当时候真的是有福。
So he was very blessed.
所以主耶稣。 跟当时那四代人说，你们的眼睛有福，你们耳朵有福。
So Jesus told the people, your eyes are blessed and your ears are blessed.
第十三章二十七节说。13章17节
Chapter 13, verse 17.
我实在告诉你们，从前有许多先知和义人，要看你们所看的，却没有看见；要听你们所听的，却没有听见。
For surely I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it.
所以今天施洗约翰，你看他在主耶稣的面前，在他的眼中，他是何等的重要，
so,
何等有福。
In the eyes of Lord Jesus, how blessed was John the Baptist.
但是主耶稣加了一句话，在天国里最小的比他还大。
But Jesus also adds a phrase, he who is least in the kingdom of heaven.
其实这是把地面上跟天国做个比较。
So you made a comparison, about the kingdom of heaven.
今天如果我们能够进天国，
so if we can enter the heavenly kingdom,
在天国里面再怎么样都比地上的好。
Anything in heaven is better than the earth.
在地上你再怎么样的富足，怎么样有地位，这个都是暂时的。
On earth, whatever status you have or whatever you have, it's all temporary.
如果将来天国没份的人，其实基本上在世上这一个生命是虚空的。
And those who do not have a part in the heavenly kingdom, everything on earth is vanity.
那也说明约翰是天国里面有份的人。
So John the Baptist had a part in the heavenly kingdom.
所以今天我们要超越这样的一个世界上众人的这种价值观念。
So we need to transcend the value system of this world.
那明白神所赋给我们每一个人的有不同的学习。
And understand that God has lessons for each of us.
不管我们是贫穷富足，我们是很顺利还是处处遇到困难。
Whether we are poor or rich, or our lives are smooth or difficult.
我们如果能够把主所赋给我们的生命，把它活得非常的尽心尽力。
If we can live the lives that God has given us and be faithful.
相信主耶稣基督他所赐给我们的。
And to believe in what the Lord has given us.
他要给我们的是天上永恒的这个福气的。
What he wants to give us is the blessings of eternal life.
我们遇到什么事情，心里依靠他，来到他面前。
And whatever difficulties that we encounter, we need to come before him.
不管怎么样，我们都不会疑惑。
And it doesn't matter what happens,
we will not doubt. 这样才要安息。
And this is how we will have rest.
那这样子，我们的内心也才会喜乐。
And our hearts will also be joyful.
好，再看第十一章，来看第十六节。
So let's look at chapter 11, verse 16.
来想想看第二个问题。
So the second question.
我可用什么比这世代呢？好像孩童坐在街市上招呼同伴说。我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我们向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。
Verse 16, but to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their companions. 17, and saying, We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not lament.
这是一个非常麻木的时代。
So this is a very
很 numb， 就是
a very
也不知道要哀伤，也不知道要喜乐。
They do not know when to mourn and when to be joyful.
反正好像。就是这样子啊。
And they think it's just like this.
这个就是反正好像也没有什么好哀的，什么也没有什么好乐的。
There's nothing to be happy about. There's nothing to mourn about either.
那这当中，这个麻木其实会呈现在搞不清楚状况，也不知道分辨。
So this numbness is shown as they do not know what to do or when to do.
没有办法去分别说，什么才是真的重要的，什么才是有价值的。
They cannot discern what is valuable and what is not.
这个人为什么要这样做？有他的理由。
This person has a reason for what he did.
但是另外一个人他的做法完全不一样，也有他背后非常重要的原因。
But someone else did something else and they had their own reasons.
所以今天如果一个人心里麻木，他没有感受。他对好坏没有感觉，他对人的作为、神的作为也搞不清楚。
If a person is numb and they cannot discern what is right or wrong or what God wants of us.
第十八节就举一个例子。
Verse 18 gives us.
约翰来了，指的是施洗约翰，他也不吃也不喝，人说他是被鬼附着的。
For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon.
现在十九节，人子来了，又吃又喝，人又说他是贪吃好酒的人。
19, the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Look, a glutton and a wine bibber.
然后他又是税吏跟罪人的朋友。
A friend of tax collectors and sinners.
你看，这个世代哈，对我们今天来说其实是蛮相像的。
And this generation is quite similar.
也就是说，两千年之后，我们这个世代其实比两千年前那个世代更麻木。
2000 years later, today our generation is even more numb than they were.
今天。我们要得到安息，我们一定心里面要敏感。
So today to have rest, we have to be sensitive.
如果我们被这个世界上的这些娱乐或者是世界上的这些价值追求绑住了以后，我们真的会麻木的。
If we've been bound by the pleasures of this world, then we will truly be numb.
我们 很可能会跟着这个社会的潮流走的时候，我们都不知不觉远离神了，内心已经没有什么那个神的真理了，我们还不知道。
And we'll follow the trends of the world and be departing farther and farther away from God, and we won't even know it.
你看，现在这个世代的人的互动跟二十年前完全不一样。
So the actions of people today are completely different from that of 20 years ago.
我们有在坐，有去搭飞机去旅行的人，到机场去看就知道了。
And if you go on vacation and you have to go to an airport, you will know.
二十年前，当我们在等飞机的时候，或者是在学校里面等孩子做什么事，父母、家长、朋友总是聊天，东南西北聊得很高兴，还认识很多朋友。
20 years ago, if you went to the airport or if you were picking up your kids from school, then you would see lots of people would be conversing and talking.
你很有可能坐在飞机的时候，跟你座位的旁边的人就聊天，就认识了。
And you might have a conversation with the person sitting next to you on the plane and get to know them.
那现在这个世代是怎么样呢？
And what is the generation now like?
你去机场，
if you go to the airport,
所有人都是在看他的手机。
Everybody is on their phone.
如果有在讲话，说不定夫妻也没在讲话，都是各自看着手机了。
And even husband and wives aren't talking to each other.
如果有的就是那个 baby 了，小孩子两岁的会走路的，跑来跑去，然后这个大人就追着他这样。因为他还不会看手机。
Unless they have a baby that's running around and the adult has to go after them because they don't have a phone.
那孩子大了以后，父母亲这个一家人去坐在椅子上的时候，以前是一起讲话，现在也不是，现在每个人都看他自己的手机。
But if the child has grown up, then now the family does not even talk to each other, they're just all on their phone.
你以前很少看到有人在坐在一起的时候是在互相讲话，在谈天的。
And it's very infrequent that you see people who are sitting together and talking together.
那孩子在什么活动，家长在那边等的时候，所有人都是低头在看他的东西。
And all the parents waiting to pick up their child from some activity are also on their phones.
你说这个是一个什么时代呢？
So what kind of generation is this?
所有人好像都很忙碌。
It seems everyone is very
好像内心生活上很丰富，有好多东西，好多照片，好多消息，好多事情这样联系，好像自己拥有整个世界。
It seems like their life is very abundant, that they have the whole world in their many photos to look at and news to look at.
可是人跟人之间却又非常的疏离疏远。
But person to person interactions are very.
有人可能跟旁边的人坐在他旁边，一句话都不想讲，但是他可能在网络上认识很远很远的地方的人整天在讲话。
So they might
用网络在沟通。
They might not even want to talk to the person right next to them, but they want to talk to the person on the other side of the world.
他可能不会去探望他家附近的这些朋友或亲人。但他可能买了飞机票，飞了六千公里以外去认识，去想要去看一个他在网络上认识的一个朋友。
So they might not even want to spend time with their family members, close to them, but they'll fly many thousands of miles to meet a person they met online.
那有一些悲剧就这样发生了，因为去的时候可能就没回来，被谋杀了，因为不知道那人是谁。
And this is how some tragedies happen because they will travel the distance and then not come back because they didn't know who the person was.
这个叫做麻木的时代。
So this is a numb generation.
当我们最身边的朋友，我们的亲人在我们周遭的要互相关心的时候，我们视若无睹，因为我们都在看我们自己的手机。
So when our closest friends need our help, we do not even notice because we're busy with our own lives.
所以应该要爱上的时候，我们不知道。
So when we ought to love, we don't know.
这个人在我们身边的周围，他有些很多很喜乐的事情，可能跟我们分享的，他内心非常的满足，很多的见证，我们可能都也没有听到。
And maybe the person right next to us has a lot of joy and testimonies to share, but we do not talk to them, so we don't know.
所以在这种情况下，我们今天很多人内心会觉得很孤单。
So a lot of people feel lonely nowadays.
似乎我们好像跟全世界都连在一起，但其实我们都被个别化，我们都被孤立在每一个人小小的手机的世界里。
And it seems that we're confined to the world inside our phones.
到最后，我们会落入一个现象，就像他们当时候看主耶稣跟看约翰一样的。
And something will happen where it will be like how they saw John and Jesus.
约翰他来了，不吃不喝，事实上是因为他要得到从神来的力量， 要去改变人的心，他需要有这样的追求，否则他做不到。
John did not eat or drink because he needed to receive power from God to do the works he had to do.
因为他要唤醒整个世代的人的心。
He had to change the whole generation's hearts.
他知道怎么从哪里去支取力量，所以他禁食祷告。
He knew where he would receive this strength, so he fasted and prayed.
但是他们就说：“哎，一看这个人被鬼附着，不正常。”
But they said he has a demon. This person is not normal.
主耶稣来了。
Jesus came.
主耶稣又吃又喝，又去跟税吏这些罪人做朋友。
Jesus ate and drank, and he was friends of tax collectors.
主耶稣跟他的门徒说：“现在新你们跟新郎在一起的时候，哪有那要进食的，哪有要悲伤的，但一定要喜乐。”
And he told his disciples, "While the bridegroom is here, you shouldn't be mourning; you should, be joyful."
主耶稣又吃又喝，实际上是为了要传福音，为了要去把这个好消息分享给这些有需要的人，
and、
这些被社会上遗弃的人。
And Jesus ate and drank so he could, go out and preach the gospel.
那他的重点就是为了要去完成天父的旨意。
And his mission was to fulfill the will of God.
在这个时候，他需要又吃又喝。
So at this time he needed to eat and drink.
但是其他人看他说：“你这个人这么不属灵。”
But people looked at him and said, "This person is not spiritual."
他们没有办法去看到每一个人他做这个动作这些行为背后真正的动机跟他的需要。
They could not see the motivation behind what these people were doing.
所以有时候我们用表面上的观察去判断一个人怎样。
So we judge person by what we see on the surface.
然后之后我们就会内心有一个很大的疑惑。
And then in our hearts, we will have a lot of doubt.
怎么会这样子？
Why is it like this?
所以这个是一个麻木的世代。
So this is a numb generation.
我们今天如果要得到安息，
and if we want to receive,
我们要对神的作为有要敏感，要能够用心去观察。
We need to be sensitive to, what God wants us to do.
否则我们真的在我们周遭有很多神的作为，但是我们都不知道，我们最后可能不信而成为被主责备的人。
And maybe around us there are so many works of God, but we do not notice it, and we will be rebuked by God.
因为接下来第二十节
，In verse 20,
主耶稣在诸城中行了许多的异能，那些城里的人终不悔改，就在那时候责备他们说。
Verse 20, then he began to rebuke the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done because they did not repent.
被主耶稣责备的就是哥拉逊、伯塞大、加百农。
And cities that were rebuked were Chorazin, Bethsaida.
Capernaum. 那这几个地区都是主耶稣行了很多神迹的地方。
And all these cities were cities that Jesus performed many great.
但是他们对主所行的，他们没有感觉啊。
But they had no, they were not sensitive to it. They did not believe.
所以最后主耶稣大声责备。
So here Jesus rebuked them.
他说这些异能如果行在所多玛，他们到现在可能还存在。
If these works had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day.
哦，那推罗西顿的人，他们一些。你看外邦的，他们可能早就已经悔改了。
And people of Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago.
但是今天这么多的神的作为，却大家都没有感觉。
But all these miracles today, and nobody had any.
所以将来审判的时候，第二十四节说，审判的日子，所多玛所受的要比你们还容易多呢。
So verse 24, but I say to you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you.
我们要怎么样得到安息？
So how will we receive rest?
要真的要内心要能够敏感的去看到神的作为。
Our hearts need to be sensitive to the works of God.
神在我们的生活当中给我们任何的恩典，我们要记住。
In our lives, the grace that God has given to us, we have to remember.
我们要明白神所赋给我们生命的那个工作任务在哪里。
We need to understand the responsibilities and works that God has given us.
当我们把神给我们的生命，把它活出来的时候，我们就得到满足，我们内心才真的得到。说啊，我不惜此生。
And when we live out the lives that God wants us to, then we will feel like we are lacking nothing.
哦，因为这个安息本身就是得到一个满足。
Because with this rest comes satisfaction.
就是我们觉得我们的生活没有白过，没有浪费。
And we feel that our lives are not wasted.
神要我们做的事情，我们都去做了。
We have done all the works God wants us to do.
那所以当我们完成任务的时候，我们就是说啊，对，我们就把这个他所托付的完成了。啊！但是我们又觉得说，我们只是一个无用的仆人，我们所做的本是我们应该做的。
When we fulfill the responsibilities God has given to us, we will be satisfied, but we will also understand that we are just some profitable servants.
所以，我们今天来到教会，弟兄姐妹，我们一定要改变我们的生涯的习惯。
So today, when we come to church, we have to change our habits.
不要这样子，手机不离手。手机离不开你的手，整天有空的时间就是看手机的。
Oh, so we shouldn't. be attached to our phones and just completely look at them all day.
因为好像这个就是现代的鸦片，好像没有那个活不了，你就觉得生活好像很无趣，不知道做什么。
Because you feel you don't know what to do with your time.
我们的孩子，我们如果要他们不要一直看手机，我们大人先不要这样子有这样的习惯。
If we do not want our children to always be on their phones, then we as parents shouldn't.
我们要如何让我们今天我们的教会跟社会不一样？
We want our church to be different from the society.
我们来到教会的时候，我们大家可以互相的沟通，互相分享。
When we come to church, we should be able to communicate and share.
而不是我们来到教会，每个人还是看他自己的手机，做他自己的事情，但是我们好像认识很久的陌生人。
And it shouldn't be that we're all on our phones and you know these people for a very long time, but you're still like strangers.
如果我们能够把它改变
，If we can change this,
其实我们来到教会每一周，我们都觉得很满足。
Then every time we come to church, we'll feel very satisfied.
我们知道弟兄姐妹的需要
，And we'll know the needs of our brothers and sisters.
我们祷告，我们就有目标。
And when we pray, we'll have a goal.
我们知道弟兄姐妹有什么喜乐的事情，我们跟他一起喜乐。
And we will know when our brothers and sisters have something to be joyful about, we'll be joyful with.
我们会对对神更有信心。
We'll have even more faith in God.
哎，我们有什么困难，我们知道主耶稣会帮助我们。
And we know that whatever difficulties we have, He will help us.
虽然问题可能还存在，但是我们内心改变。
Even though the problem still remains, our heart has changed.
所以我们要从圣经里面去得到教训。
So we need to receive these teachings from the Bible.
那接下去最后一点，第二十三节、二十五节。
So the last part in verse 25.
那时耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。”
At that time, Jesus answered and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and have revealed them to babes."
为什么这些事情主向婴孩显出呢？
Why did God reveal these things to babes?
因为婴孩他是谦卑的。
Because babies are very
他很单纯的照着这个父所说的去做。
They innocently do the things that their parents tell them to.
我们今天要得到安息，一定要谦卑。
So if we want to receive rest, we also have to be humble.
谦卑的表现一定是顺服。
And the actions of humility is to submit.
顺服真理，顺服耶稣基督。
Submit to the truth and submit to Lord Jesus.
所以主说，我心里柔和谦卑，你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。
So Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
我的心里是柔和谦卑的。
For I am gentle and lowly in heart.
所以你今天要得安息，我们一定要在内心里面调整。我们要成为一个谦卑顺服的人。
So if we want to receive rest, we need to have our hearts readjusted.
主他的生活，他的生命本身就让我们知道什么叫谦卑。
And the entire life of Lord Jesus teaches us what it means to be humble.
今天我们有时候讲话，大家讲话这样子很冲哈。
Sometimes we'll talk to each other very uncourteous.
就是说不够柔和了哈。
So we're not gentle enough.
那如果不够柔和，最根本的原因就是还不够谦卑。
And if The reason we're not gentle enough is because we're not humble
enough. 要讲话要柔和的前提一定是我们真的学习耶稣基督的谦卑。
If we want to speak gently, we also need to learn from Lord Jesus how to be humble.
那这样子我们彼此之间呢，这整个教会会很和谐。
And this church will be very united.
那主耶稣他有一个样式，他就是那个很忠心的，很顺服的在执行天父旨意的。
So Jesus had a characteristic which was that he was very faithful to the will of God.
他很怜悯，很慈爱，但是又很公义。
He is merciful and loving, but he is also just.
我们今天就是要学习他。
So today we have to learn from him.
我们就得到安息。
And we will receive rest.
愿我们都能够这样子来追求。
And may we all be able to have this goal. And we'll pray.
恳求主帮助我们。
Ask the Lord to help us.
让我们能够超越世界上的这些标准，我们看到主他在我们身上的旨意。
So we can transcend the standards of this world and see the will of God for us.
让我们能够用心的去观察周遭弟兄姐妹互相的沟通，让我们内心非常的敏感。
To communicate and to care for the brothers and sisters around us and to be sensitive to it.
让我们可以是像耶稣一样谦卑的。
We can be humble like Lord Jesus.
那这样子，我们来到他面前，一定都可以享受主里的安息。
And if we come before Him, we will truly receive His rest.
我们现在一起来祷告。
So let us now kneel down and pray.
我们要接受按手祷告到前面来。
And those who want to receive the laying of hands, please come to the front.
祈求圣灵的以这种单纯的心迫切的祷告祈求。
And those who are praying for the Holy Spirit, pray earnestly.
我们现在同心祷告。
So let's all pray together.